Stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, a fun, informative talk show putting a spotlight on sustainability from around the globe. Mrs. Green doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. Today's show is sponsored by Chapman Automotive in Tucson. Chapman is proud to announce the opening of the all-new Mercedes-Benz of Tucson, with an environment dedicated to providing the best ownership experience possible and showcasing the world-class engineering, safety, and performance that Mercedes-Benz is synonymous with. The new Mercedes-Benz store boasts an indoor climate-controlled delivery area, state-of-the-art service center, a cafe with light snacks and refreshments, the Mercedes-Benz boutique, and a comfortable service lounge that allows you to view your vehicle as it's being serviced. Visit today or stop by the website, TucsonMercedes.com, to see a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. To learn more about all of the Chapman Automotive Tucson dealerships, including Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, and Volkswagen, visit ChapmanTucson.com. Now, welcome to Mrs. Green's World.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World. Indeed, you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And this show is indeed sponsored by Chapman Tucson. And I am going to give out the great warning. Get ready for another outstanding, fun, informative show today. Lots of Mrs. Green's favorite sharing the airwaves with us. We have Dr. Jim Nicolai from Miraval. We have one of my best friends and world changer, Jason Tankersley, who's the president and CEO of the Fairfax Companies, and a surprise guest appearance from another wonderful human being, David Cohn from Back to Feed. And oh my gosh, fun and informative indeed. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. It's officially over. I want to tell you the first place winner was honestly someone I never heard of, but I did now. TriSports. It's a huge internet and retail-based business that is a triathlon gear shop created for triathletes by triathletes, which is probably why I never heard of them, because I, for all of you to know, am not a triathlete. Maybe yet. They are nationally certified by an organization for hosting green events. How great is that? And you can find out about them at trisports.com. Proud to have them part of Mrs. Green's World. They really got out the vote in the last 24 hours, and they were like the racehorse that came from behind, and they won. And then in second place, Schaefer's Dry Cleaning, another great locally owned business that uses green earth technology. Their cleaning system is perk-free, and they truly are a model for dry cleaners all over the country. They're great community partners that support all kinds of charitable events in Pima County. And then there was the Mrs. Green's Choice Award. And of course, I don't like picking because I loved all of them. We had 24 entries. There were no losers, but we had to pick one for Mrs. Green's Choice, and the team kind of collaborated on it, and we couldn't pick one, so we picked two. We picked a little engine that could and did, PopCycle on 4th Avenue in Tucson. It's a little retail store that has just fun, fantastic gifts and apparel and furniture, and everything in the store is made from sustainable, organic, and upcycled materials. They're at PopCycleShop.com. And then locally, Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. We love them. How could we not pick them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Great guests. Stay here with me. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green. Do you know that you can save up to $258 a year on fuel costs when you drive a VW 2011 Jetta TDI clean diesel from Chapman? And you can travel up to 609 miles per tank and reduce those ugly, sooty emissions by 90%. And remember, Chapman doesn't just sell cars. They provide you with the best ownership experience possible. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you. Welcome back, everybody. Does that music not want to make you celebrate? And we're here to celebrate a lot of great green things happening in our world. We have Dr. Jim Nicolai from Miraval. And as anybody who's part of my world knows, just saying Miraval makes me kind of swoon because I want to be there. I just want to live there, actually. And one of my truly best friends and a world changer, Jason Tankersley, president and CEO of the Fairfax Companies, and David Cohen, who is partnering with Jason on some really interesting initiatives that we're going to be talking about more and more. So we are going to have a fun and informative talk show, and the time is going to fly. So enough about me talking. Let's get to Dr. Jim Nicolai. Jim, thanks for calling in.
It's good to be here.
It's great to have
you. Thanks for having me.
Through Miraval. And Jim and I actually had the chance to meet at the, it was kind of like a really cool reception. Jim is the medical director, and I'm not going to call you Dr. Nicolai because I can't. I'll try. But Jim is the medical director of the Andrew Weil Integrative Wellness Program at Miraval, which is the first interactive integrative wellness program of its kind at a destination spa resort, and a first-class spa resort, I might add. Jim, I think it's really noteworthy to bring up that you're a board-certified family practitioner and that you graduated from the Integrative Medicine Fellowship at the U of A, because we all love wildcats around here. You're in wildcat country, and you were under the direction of Dr. Weil. So I could go on 5 minutes about all of the things you've done, but you really do have a lot of interest in whole person medicine, and I love that phrase. We are mental and emotional human beings. We have body, mind, spirit. We're members of the community. So it's not just our physical bodies, and that's a lot of what you care about, and I love that. I would call you an early adopter. So let's talk about the philosophy of the Integrative Wellness Center and how does Miraval participate in that philosophy?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it really speaks about the idea of that integrative medicine is just good medicine. It's the kind of medicine that both doctors want to practice and people want to experience. And that kind of medicine uses the best of both worlds. It uses conventional medicine when it's needed, but it also uses the best, the wisest, the smartest parts of the complementary and alternative medicine world. It pays attention, like you said, to us as more than just a physical body, but it looks at us mentally, emotionally. It looks at the relationships that we have. It uses lifestyle, how we live, as an intervention strategy, where diet can be just as important as taking a pill, where managing stress and learning how to breathe can be just as important as taking something for that same anxiety or depression. And so part of what we want to do is address people as all of who they are and then find the best strategies that can fit them to get them closest, to get them on their journey to health.
Okay, so as the person that is the reflective of, I think, millions of people around the globe, when I started on this journey, it seemed really overwhelming to me. Mm-hmm. So how do you recommend to somebody to start if they're, I don't want to stereotype, but if they're a couch potato and they're a couple of beers a night and don't do exercise and have a lousy diet and eat a lot of junk food, where do you tell people to start? You can't just go from that to being a triathlete.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things, one of the best ways to do it is to just get a coach. You know, find somebody outside of you that you resonate with, that you feel good with, that you trust, that you can begin to talk to about who you are, what some of your initial goals are and exactly what you said. It's not that we can completely turn ourselves around, but what we can do is take a couple of steps.
Right.
I talk to people about being extraordinary, where being extraordinary doesn't mean that you do a triathlon. It's just that you do a little bit extra than ordinary every single day. And figuring out what that is for you is half the battle in getting people to be moving, but I have to figure out who you are, and you have to be ready to change, and then we have to work together to make that happen.
And this is not scripted, but I want to tell you, I am the poster child for that right now, because I'll tell you why. I've had trainers in the past, and they've been awesome. And in the challenging economic times, that's not a choice for everyone. And my girlfriend and I decided that we were going to be each other's coaches. And we talked about it a lot. Can we really be tough as our trainer, which we go to once a week? And she, you know, we can't walk for 3 days, so we have to take off after that. But can we motivate each other? Can we push ourselves? And we decided we could, and we're doing it. And it feels unbelievable. You have to have a partner. She is my coach. And she does. She says, no, we're not stopping. And then if she feels like stopping, which is rare, I say, okay, no, we're not stopping, and we go like five more steps. But I think that's a great, great example. And even if you schedule one session with someone to take a look at where you are and what kind of baby steps you can start taking, that's great advice.
Yep. Now, even if you find somebody, if you find somebody who has what you want, and you can develop a relationship with them that is mutual and keeps it fun and allows that accountability to happen, you can model those people that you want their behaviors and hang out with those people. Oftentimes we sabotage ourselves by hanging around with people that have the behaviors that we don't really want or need. And so part of that partnership is really accessing another individual that you can model the behavior that you want.
I think that's really an absolutely excellent point. And I know that I want to hang around with people who exercise. I want to hang around with people that are going to teach me, like give me a quinoa recipe, since I just discovered quinoa. And what is your greatest smoothie? So I said earlier, I was interviewed on a radio show earlier this morning, and I said, for me to be having smoothies with kale and spinach in them, like 3 years ago, not happening. So I think that's it was by association and getting to know people in this wonderful world of sustainability. Now, one of the things that I think is so reflective of Miraval is that they are world changers. They like to be the first at things for all the right reason, always looking at the new frontier. I loved when I came to the open house where I met you about integrating the idea of having a you at Miraval, because lots of busy, stressed out people come as guests there. And that's when they really can take time for a private session, because they're too busy living their life and not taking care of that. So talk about some of the new offerings that you have at Miraval.
Well, like you said before, I think one of the biggest challenges is that in the world of change, in the world of trying to make yourself better, half of the battle is just information and then navigating through that world. So part of what we found is that the more offerings we could give to people targeting specific issues that ones might have, that might be able to help people give some direction or get some direction. So we patterned our offerings around some of Dr. Weil's books, as well as some of the work that he has done in the past. So one of our offerings talks about finding the zone, which is really the whole idea of there's that state that we can get to sometimes willy-nilly, sometimes rarely, but when we get to it, we seem to feel better. Anxiety goes away. We don't have to think so hard. We find ourselves managing stress a little bit better. We're a little bit more efficient. The challenge is it sometimes comes on without us ever even knowing it. And if you understand the recipe of it, you may be able to get it more consciously. And that's one of the things that we talk about. We talk about that there is a certain set of ingredients that are part of that zone experience. I'll give you two. Two of them are, one, you have to be able to enjoy it, and the second is it's got to fill you up. It's got to speak to who you are. If we can begin to teach people how to use that recipe, they may be able to access that state better. So that's one of the offerings that we provide. We provide an overall health consultation so that if you've got something wrong with you health-wise or you really want to optimize your health, you can spend 90 minutes with me taking a look at all of who you are plus your medical history and devising a plan that's an integrative plan looking at all the components of how you are to begin to take a couple of steps in that direction that you want to go to. We also have some sessions that are kind of quick and easier, more generalized sessions that talk about spontaneous happiness, accessing that part of you that might
Love
be
that.
Able to
spontaneous
optimize mood.
Happiness. That's, I'm down with that. I think I have
you're all
that.
You're all about that one. Yeah.
I'm all about that one.
You know, we're all stressed out. We're all anxious. We all have things that may be overwhelming us. And part of the idea is just developing a couple of strategies that might allow us to deal with that better. That's something that I think is worthwhile and we could all use. And a couple of the of Dr. Weil's famous books are Spontaneous Healing and Healthy Aging. And those are really all about addressing maybe a part of your health that we would like to really optimize and preventing poor aging or allowing us to optimize how we go through our lives in as good a fashion as we can, where, you know, one of the goals that Dr. Weil talks about is what he calls compressing morbidity, which basically just says you live as long as you can, as well as you can, and you have a great quick drop off at the end. I think that's one of the things that we would love to have, how to go.
Right.
And there are some tools to be able to optimize that and make that a little bit more readily available. So that's one of the things we try to give people as well.
Well, there's just so much content in what you had to say. And what I would like to say back is that is I talk about, you know, kiddingly, tongue-in-cheek, but not really, being a poster child for it. That's why I'm having kale and spinach in my smoothies. It's never too late to start. And I know that Miraval does not judge. They don't assess. They just say, get in the game and pick what it is. You talked about the importance of breathing. Just take time to breathe. And I wish we had this on TV. We will eventually. We'll do a simulcast radio and TV because my two buddies that are here, David and Jason, when you said we're all stressed, are like, choking and chuckling. It's like, yeah, we are all stressed. It's just that kind of world. And then my final comment is I encourage everybody to follow Miraval on Facebook. And here's why. It's not just about staying at the resort. They give healthy recipes, healthy tips, ways to change your lifestyle. So if you go to Miraval.com, I think that's what I do. I mean, it comes up in my thing. It might be Miraval Resorts. It's MiravalResorts.com. Jim, thank you for taking the time out of your day. I will see you the next time I'm out there, and I hope it's sooner than later.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So give my best to the Miraval Resort team.
You got it.
Have a wonderful day. Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We're going to segue now. Was that not great, guys? Like, seriously, wasn't he? He's really good. It helps you with putting things in perspective and getting life in balance. So if you just tuned in, you're a little late, but we're glad you're here. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And I never get tired of saying that. So our in-studio guest today, which there's so much to cover, so I'm not going to talk a lot. Jason Tankersley, president and CEO of the Fairfax Companies. And joining us also is David Cohn from Back to Feed. Does your lawn yawn? That's one of my favorite lines of all of the things that I've listened to. Okay, so Jason, there could be some first-time listeners or people that have not visited my website, and I want to know who they are. But you are a major sponsor of Mrs. Green, and there's a reason for that. You are a person that is totally committed to our environment, to preservation of the planet. I know you very well. So tell us about the Fairfax Companies and the mission, and then we'll get into why you are seen as a leader in sustainability.
Well, hello, everybody. The Fairfax Companies is dedicated to improving our environment and our community through recycling, construction, and landscape waste. We take urban waste and try and find another use for it or create products with that waste. We create things such as compost, topsoil, mulch, horse bedding. We recycle steel, copper, aluminum, brass, plastics of all sorts, and paper. And we have three locations in Tucson, one at Drexel and Houghton Road. We have one at Speedway and Prudence, and we have a location at Ina and I-10. And Ina just west of I-10, about 3/4 of a mile. And that's where our lodger's composting operation is. So we provide biofuels for Frito-Lay from urban landscape waste.
So you have to explain to people sometimes what
that is.
What that is, it's green waste.
We take landscape waste and process it and make it into a product that has certain meets certain specifications as far as moisture content, size, and we ship that to Frito-Lay, and they create steam with that material, and they make their Doritos or potato chips.
So you can have guilt-free Fritos? That's kind of the idea, right?
Almost. Because
not if you're leading a totally healthy lifestyle, but
no,
the bag is...
It doesn't go with the kale and spinach.
It does not go with the kale and spinach, but it's great with bean dip. Mr. Green's favorite road trip, Fritos and bean dip. Right. We don't eat them any other time.
The baked chips are quite good.
The baked chips are not making it over there to that side of the board. Okay, but let's go... I mean, it's... So let's go in the simplest common denominator. If I... cut down all the branches, not me personally, of course, we all know that, and you can laugh out loud, but if we prune our trees and do a lot of fall cleanup, which people do, cut back the bushes and take it to your waste management facilities, your recycling facilities, those branches are literally turned into green waste that then is reused at a power plant. Like that's how they power their plant is through green waste at Frito-Lay, correct?
Is they create steam and that steam.
How do they do it? You have to tell me a little bit.
It's this huge
boiler.
Basically, we dry the material. Solar dry the material. Then we grind it and screen it to make a certain specification for them. The fines that come out of the screen, anything under a half inch, we take that material and we compost. The other material gets shipped to Frito-Lay and they run it into a boiler, which heats water, which that water is used to heat the oil and
so it's really clean burning because that is a really out of the box facility up there.
They keep that boiler
going,
burning at a very high temperature, so it's very clean burning material.
Right, instead of using something like oil or whatever else you use, I don't know what you use to fire.
They were using coal and natural gas, but neither one's truly a renewable energy source. This is a wholly renewable energy source, and we're using urban waste to do it.
Okay, one of the things that fascinates me is that waste management is a big business. I mean, people are creating waste every day in every way. And I have a question to you about how do you so successfully play with the big dogs? Because you do. There are partners in government that really have a lot of respect for the Fairfax companies. There are landscapers. There are construction companies that they take their waste to you, partly because of an environmental concern. Another reason is because you're competitive. But how have you successfully developed your business to play with the big dogs? Because there are some big dogs out there in waste management. It's a money-making.
They are, I think we do things with the larger companies. We work with waste management. We work with Republic Services or Allied. So they're customers of ours. And we do things that they don't necessarily want to do or they're not set up to do here in this market.
So you're partnering effectively.
We do partner with them. We work with them. Waste management actually buys our cardboard and for recycling.
Okay, and what about paper? I know that people sometimes have said, not recently, but they're listening to me, that, you know, we don't even really know what happens to it, so we don't recycle. And from what I read, there is a worldwide demand for paper.
There is
a paper shortage. So you sell that paper?
All day long, yep. This week, I think we sent out about 66 tons of mixed paper. And we're not set up to sort paper between colors and quality. So we bundle that paper together and we sell it to Pacific Paper and Pulp, who homogenizes those products.
They take the next step. Okay.
Right.
All right. And what about, are there things that you don't take so people can be aware of it?
We don't take household garbage, live food.
Right.
We don't take any kind of hazardous waste, batteries, toxic chemical containers, things like that, paints with lead or... tires. Well, but there are actually, we do take tires.
You could sell those to Mike Reynolds, who builds the earthships.
We turn around, yeah, we take those to Pima County, who actually sells those to somebody who recycles them in Phoenix.
Okay. Well, so that's good. So if people are looking to come to you, what's the best way for them to find out what you can and cannot take? Your website's awesome.
Yeah, you can get on the web, and it's www.thefairfaxcompanies.com. And or you can call us at 290-9313, and we can send you a brochure.
And tell them Mr. Green sent you. They're so friendly over there. I mean, they are. Dolly and Teresa will help you answer your questions, and it's great. And the people at your facilities are great. I mean, my husband, Mr. Green, when we started first partnering, he was taking things way out to the dump. And he said, I can't believe it. Fairfax is so convenient for so many people, and it's comparative in terms
of
price.
People aren't sure about what we take and what we don't take. So we do lose a lot of business to the county and the city because, frankly, people don't know where we are. And we're right in the middle of the city. We're just kind of hidden.
Which is what people really want you to be, kind of hidden, but yeah. You really run a really clean facility. Literally, you keep the dust down. I mean, there's not any pushback from the neighbors. And you're right behind Lowe's, if you're living in Tucson, behind Lowe's off of Kolb. And it's really not hard to find at all.
So you can drop off all your remodeling waste or landscape waste on your way to Lowe's.
Well, I have a question. Yeah, that would be great. What about this? And I have to I always out myself. We just had a new roof put on by a wonderful local roofer here, and someone asked me about the waste, if we were recycling that. And Mr. Green and I talked about it, and there's a lot of toxic stuff in roofs. Would that have been something that do they bring that to you? I didn't even ask.
Yeah, and actually the company is a customer of ours.
They
do bring it to us. Unfortunately, right now, there's not much of a market here in southern Arizona for that kind of roofing material, and it's hard. What we do take is the aluminum and the steel flashing that they use from the roof. We'll take that out of there, but the rest of it, unfortunately, right now, we're not able to recycle that.
So I can say the name. It's Rincon Roofing, and they were great, and they were professional, and they did things on time, and they came in with the estimate that they said they were going to. Their workers were wonderful and trustworthy. So I love giving a shout-out to a locally owned business. They answered us right back. I think the guy's name is Dan Ryan. So I have to tell him we mentioned him. He's probably now a legend, right, because he's on Mrs. Green's World. But that's good to know, and I'm glad he took it there. I should have asked ahead of time. Okay, so let's go on and try to get a little bit. Dave, can you say hello so people know that you're not like a fictitious character? Like, you know, what's his name, Willard or Harvey? Yeah, Harvey the Rabbit. You're here.
Hi, my name is David Cohn with Back to Feed Products.
What would he like? Be a great radio personality with that
great voice.
Holy smokes. It's like, yeah, I love it. So let's segue, because I want to really keep emphasizing this throughout the show. And we're going to take a break like in 2 minutes, but we'll come back because I don't have too bad whirling dervish syndrome. I think one of the things that Jason does so well is effective partnering. He's partnering with the big dogs, not trying to compete, finding a way to work together, partnering with the municipalities, and really doing it effectively. And you're another example of that. But the first question you have to tell people is, what is Back to Feed? It's not a household name yet.
Well, it's a composition of dried bacteria, basically biological spores with some food sources left in it, and it comes in a dry format. From that dry format, we can literally create trillions of live biologicals, and the applications for that in any kind of soil or in a compost project or something like that really changes the dynamics of how fast we break things down. As far, for Jason's project specifically, it really allows us to create a much more healthy living environment for wherever that compost is going to go. If it's going to go to a guy to put on his yard, he's really going to have active biologicals in it. For Jason's operations, it allows him to accelerate the process by which he's able to move product in and out of his yard. And the whole thing is that we're basically creating a lot more biologicals in that pile of compost, which means that when it gets to its final destination, it's really going to help you grow whatever it is you're trying to grow.
So it's organisms. And we are going to a perfectly timed break. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Two great guests. Please stay here with me. Jason Tankersley from Fairfax and David Cohen from Back to Feed will be right back.
What will it take to make solar power really take hold? A good way to store it? Check. A good way to move it? Check. A cheap way to make it? Check. Back soon. Because U of A scientists are shining their optics expertise on a new class of super mirrors that focus light onto solar cells at unprecedented intensity. Stronger light, fewer cells, lower cost. We like that equation. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back to Feed? The Back to Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back to Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back to Feed. Visit backtofeed.com.
The Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313. 290-9313 or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Oh, this is the perfect song for today. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And the boys are not just back in town. They're in studio today. And I love that. Okay, let's hear it for the boys. I always make jokes about, oh, yeah, well, the boys, I'm so over that. It's the girls that are here now. But I'm happy to have these men here at Mrs. Green's World in the studio sharing with us how they are making a difference for the planet. And I want to add my own personal comment about a significant difference. And if everybody was as committed to the environment as these two guys are, and also committed to a viable economic model, they're not in business to lose money. They're in business to create a really sustainable business model. And in these challenging times, partnering is a perfect thing to talk about. Jason Tankersley is the CEO of the Fairfax Companies, a locally owned waste management and recycling operation that has locations throughout Pima County. And David Cohn from Back to Feed, which we are going to talk about a little bit more. So say hello again in case anybody just dialed in. Like, really, dudes, we start at 12 o'clock. So, Jason, what made you decide to partner with David, and how did he find you? Do you remember? Because you're the one who said he should call Mrs. Green, and now, you know, I'm a sandwich board for him, too.
Right. Well, he was working with a gentleman by the name of Eric Painter, and he was part of the Southern Arizona Green Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Eric was on the board at one time, and introduced us. And before that, we were using another agent for our compost that just didn't have all the benefits that Back to Feed has. And we've really seen and really had a lot of great response after since we've been using Back to Feed as to how great people's gardens and lawns are looking and just how much water they're saving on their.
Well, I have to add my story because, you know me, I have to try it before I can say anything good about it. And I get a lot of things to try and books to read and demos. So we get this Back to Feed organism, which doesn't smell great at first, okay? So I got to tell the truth, full disclosure. You put it on your products, your plants, which we did all of the front, our front entrance, and we have a lot of plants out there. And about, I don't know, I think maybe a week or two later, I'm not kidding, Mr. Green says, "What was that stuff?" Because it looked like the Little Shop of Horrors in the most wonderful way. Things started sprouting up. They grew up tall. They filled out. I mean, our hibiscus has never been healthier. I mean, it's bloomed more. I'm not joking. So I'm a personal testimonial. It's organisms. And it just does its natural thing. Is that the way that mainstream can understand it, Dave? It activates the soil to do what it's supposed to do?
Yes, that's probably the best way to say it, is we get into the soil, and what we do is we stimulate the biologicals that are currently there, and obviously with the amounts that we use, we also create, you know, an additional amount, because over the years, a lot of the biologicals through our different processes have been, slowly eliminated from.
When you
say
processes, do you mean like over-fertilized chemicals? What are those processes?
Well, yes, exactly. A lot of times what we've done is, we figured out ways of getting more, most of what we're doing on yards and gardens and golf courses comes from the agricultural side. And on the agricultural side, we found out ways to accelerate crop production. And a lot of that initially was very good, but also it did some things to the soil that probably over the long term we're not so healthy. And so what we try and do is reconnect a biology so that we end up basically making that soil, which was the way it was ultimately designed to be a living life system. And so what we're trying to do with introducing all these microorganisms back into the soil is create that living life system, because regardless of whether we're on a golf course, in your garden, or on a farm, when we do that, we free up that soil to be much healthier. We allow that plant to grow to be as healthy as it can be, because amazingly enough, the way that our plants are now engineered, these plants have their own immune systems. So if we can just make that soil healthy by taking the stress off the plant, we can really solve a lot of problems as far as what the farmer or the individual home gardener has to deal with by relieving the stress on the soil. That plant will take care of itself if we can just make that soil healthy.
So the potential for massive application is there. Golf courses, and I want to talk about how it impacts the use of water and why, because I'm not a chemist, I don't understand it, but when you explain it to me, I do. And then farms to help the depleted soil, that we just have such a compromised food system because of the depleted soil. So that's another one. And then for the gardener, gardening and home gardens, it's one of the fastest growing hobbies in the country. People are growing their own food in small quantities or large quantities. They're putting in plots. People are doing it for economic reasons, and a lot of them are doing it because they want to eat healthier. And they know what happened to that tomato if it was only in their backyard because they can watch it. So talk first about the widespread. What's one of your most amazing success stories with Back to Feed?
Well, I just came back from a trip to the Midwest, and as most folks know, that the Midwest, with suffering one of the worst droughts they've had, I've got
Unreal.
Photographs. Real. Cows standing on top of brown dirt where there used to be grass for them to graze. And the corn production in the Midwest, which is their real major crop, was down significantly. For several of the people that we work with are used to pulling out 225 to 250 bushels of corn per acre. We're pulling out 80 and 90.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what that does to the price of corn.
Exactly. It makes it really challenging for them to survive. There are several, obviously water is one of those equations. They don't get rain from Mother Nature. They have to get it out of the wells. Well, at a certain point, there's after years of
the well runs dry.
Weather, the well runs dry, literally. And where they were able to get some of our applications down, we saw better production as far as coming up with 150 bushels compared on certain pivots where some were, you know, 70 or 80 or 90 bushels. We came in much higher. Now, had we been able to run a full course and had normal watering cycles and situations where we could have done everything, I'm pretty sure from our experience that we would have been far above that 225 to 250. But what we're doing was when we do get into the soil, even in challenging situations, is we're opening it up so that the water that does get to that field does, in fact, go down into the soil.
You maximize the use of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would think here in Arizona that there is a lot of evaporation, just that alone. If it sits, it's so hot, we're never going to have fall here. So is that a huge factor when you're watering the farms and the golf courses and your lawns?
Absolutely. Out west and even around here, if you look, you'll see that the farmers use a flood irrigation pattern. And they'll flood their fields and they'll put about a half inch to 3 inches of water. That means of an acre foot, which is a tremendous amount of water. At 80 degrees, a hydrologist will tell you that a 2 foot by 2 foot square will lose 1 pound of water, will evaporate.
Oh my goodness.
So, and that's an eighth of a gallon. A gallon of water weighs 8 pounds.
Right.
So when a field is flooded for 24, 48, 72 hours, in the summertime, you know, we don't hear 80 except at the very chill, coldest part of the day.
Right, right.
We're losing a significant amount of water just purely to evaporation. And, of course, we are water-challenged out here, but we've been able to notice that when we use this product on farmers' fields, we get more of that water down. And rather than having the water sit on the field for 3 days, which compacts the soil, that water goes into the soil, and then we begin loosening it up because the microbes start, they're living organisms, they're creating space, they're metabolizing, which is a fancy way of saying eating things and pooping them out.
Right, right. We like it. We can say that on Mrs. Green's.
We can say that on Mrs. Green's.
Yeah, no problem. Right. But somebody even used profanity on my show once. I'm like, okay, I'm not on the network. We don't have to bleep it out. It's my world.
Well, poop is about as nasty as it gets. So we'll have
I agree
that.
With you on that.
we'll create gases, and that promotes an exchange of gas. We have nitrogen, carbon, and water that basically need to cycle back and forth through that soil. So when we create that functional cycle and that efficiency, our nutrition gets absorbed by the root mass much better. It gets broken down and it's made available. It really does promote, taking that stress off of the soil.
Well, what interested me, it's almost like when we're talking with Jim Nicolai, it's the same thing. It's just in nature. It's getting back to what's healthy and what nature produces. So I kind of did a rewind, and I started with changing my world with plastic bags use and plastic bottle use, and now I'm drinking kale and spinach in my smoothies, which, I mean, Jason and I really are good friends, and I don't even know what all you're eating, but you're getting really like Mr. the Bionic Man. You're on a mission for the change in your diet. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. And it's, I have a lot of energy and a lot of life in me, and I want to live forever. And part of what I love about what you're doing is water is going to be, it's now far more valuable than gold. It might not be showing up on anybody's radar like that, but it's more precious than gold, and we're not making any more of it. So we have to be so conscious of it. A friend of mine, when I was talking about you yesterday, is this possible, you guys? She said that they spend about $500 a month on water for their lawn.
No, easy.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That does not make me yawn. That no. does not make my lawn yawn. So she's going to be calling you. That's out of the box ridiculous. We have drip irrigation here and all drought-resistant plants, not water-resistant plants that I talked about in my newsletter, and Bruce Plank called me on it. But that's ridiculous to me. So you can help the homeowner save money by applying back to feed. Is
Absolutely.
That a true statement, you guys?
I'm hoping David will tell you about his golf course water saving story here in a minute.
We have to get to that.
When we come back.
We have to get that. So we're ready to take a break. Time flies when you're having fun. And the thing that blows me away is that I understand a lot of what you're talking about, which is scary. I mean, I majored in Shakespearean literature, but I'm getting this. I'm getting this. Okay, you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We have Jason Tankersley from the Fairfax Companies. We have David David Cohn from Back to Feed, which you're learning all about. And we really hope you'll stay here with us, and we're going to talk about their crystal ball and what they see happening with their companies in the future. This is Green's World Radio Network. You give me something.
Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
Professor Joel Cuello isn't just growing algae in his U of A lab. He's growing hope for clean, renewable energy. Because algae offers one of the brightest alternatives to fossil fuels. It takes CO2 out of the air and gives back pure oxygen. It's non-toxic and yields amazing power. Best of all, a new UA technology makes growing it more affordable and efficient than ever. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green. Do you know that you can save up to $258 a year on fuel costs when you drive a VW 2011 Jetta TDI clean diesel from Chapman? And you can travel up to 609 miles per tank and reduce those ugly, sooty emissions by 90%. And remember, Chapman doesn't just sell cars. They provide you with the best ownership experience possible. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And what I want you to do is follow me on Facebook and Twitter, because that helps connect the big green dots and helps change the world, makes you more conscious. I always want to hear from you. I always want to hear from me. That was really a bad slip. I want to hear from you. It's a very open community. Lots of sharing going on. Facebook's a great way. The Twitter world, don't even get me started. I have no idea, but I know that I'm getting retweeted a lot, and that just feels good. And then there's always sign up for my newsletter. We have had a fun, informative show already, and we have about 15 or 12 minutes left. Jason Tankersley, CEO of the Fairfax Company, a world changer, in my opinion, and he sees garbage and waste and gets really excited, which puts him in a class all by himself. And then there's David Cohn from Back to Feed. They are partnering on a great American composting expedition. Is that the right way to put it? You want to really figure out how to maximize this partnership using Back to Feed and using the waste that you have at your facilities to create really good change for composting and have it be healthier, have it be organic. So who wants to go first? Jason, what made you decide as the person with all the waste to partner with Dave?
It just seemed like a natural partnership, actually, and we get along pretty well.
Which matters
a
lot.
He's a very charismatic really guy. Yep. And it really sets our product above the rest. I mean, when you use our organically made compost. We add organic dairy manure. And
where do you get the dairy manure?
From Shamrock Organic Dairy.
That's great to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we bring that down. We mix it with our green waste, our fines, and then we compost it, and we add Back to Feed throughout the process. And at the very end of the process, we give it an extra application of Back to Feed before we either bag or put it out for bulk sale. and people have had great success with their gardens. I had Jane Pointer, who's a biospherian, the other day.
Love Jane.
She's like, my stuff is growing out. My garden is growing out of concrete. It's so wonderful.
And she is one tough customer to pass the whole test with.
Right.
She's not an easy sell. No. So I think that's great. I've had Jane on the show, and it's probably time to get her back.
And to use our organic matter in concert with Back to Feed, it just adds that much more medium for the soil to really get healthy and for plants to uptake those nutrients. Yeah.
Okay, I see it. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'll show you the plants out on the front yard after you when you're ready to leave. But it just was like, it really made me laugh. I thought a Venus flytrap was going to bite me, but we don't have any. Okay, Dave, how did you get connected with it? And you're you're such a, you know, like me, so passionate about this and so passionate about the things that it can do for our planet.
Well, I kind of got there by accident. And,
isn't that always the way?
It's by divine intervention, if you will. I had a lot of other things going on in my life, and this a friend of mine said, "Well, since how this past project you've done was a failure, you need to go find something else to do." And so I moved. I went out west to look at this gentleman's product. His name is Ray Stock, and he'd been developing it for years. And I couldn't believe the differences that I saw in some very, very challenged soils. So I was able to sign some non-disclosure agreements, quite a few, and because I was very skeptical myself. And,
right.
And I sent it off to friends of mine at Texas A&M and at Kansas State. And
awesome.
To an unofficial network, I got two independent votes that said, yeah, this is old technology. It's just too expensive to do. And Ray Stock had come to a way of eliminating the liquid to basically break down the biologicals that are found in healthy soils across the planet, and then to incorporate that into a very small packet that I can get to a yard, a golf course, or a farm, and that farmer, gardener, or golf course practitioner can brew up literally several tens of thousands of biologicals just with a very simple equipment. So dried.
So shipping is easier and it's lighter. It's less impact on the environment that way, the whole circle of it. So give me an example of a successful golf course story, because they do use so much water, even if it's that, I call it recycled water. That's not what it's called, but reclaimed, which is a euphemism for not good water, if you ask me. So tell me, it's still using water. How's the impact on golf courses?
In Tucson, we're on a couple of different courses, and one of them is Fred Inke over at the City Course.
Awesome.
And they've allowed us to put us on their course, and we've been able to gather data. And the top three water use months of the year are June, July, August, or May, June, July, somewhere between those three or four. That's when they're going to use the multiple lodges of water. And for this, over the 2010 results this year, we saved the city $41,000 simply
on one golf course.
On one golf course.
As a taxpayer, I love that. In three months.
Right.
City courses were struggling with are struggling just to try and keep the courses green. One of them in the center of the city had to shut down. Because they're having to rebuild and renovate, and so that's a loss, constant loss, because they still have the water.
Loss of revenue, exactly.
Whereas on our little course over there, we're able to, our rounds played has gone up because it's one of the better courses in Tucson, because so many courses are challenged right now.
Are they looking at you now because you actually produce the data to show them there's cost savings, the grass is green, it's not greener on the other side, it's green right here? Are you making an impact? Well, How can we help get that word out?
I know that for the folks who work at Fred Inke and for the folks who work at the other golf course, that they're very happy because they're staying open.
Right.
They're staying productive and they're keeping their jobs. So we're getting attention. I don't know if people much higher than that are paying attention or not, but we're hoping so.
We're knocking on their doors.
We'll have to look at you right now. And, you know, the new city manager, he's a great guy, Richard Miranda. He's really a great guy, and he's one of the ones that is the kind of person that will listen to this and gets involved, and he makes decisions. Even if it's not right under him, everything's under him now. So that's a really good idea, and feel free to invite Mrs. Green to that meeting.
Well, one of the things that we've been trying to do is trying to get to change a theory for golf courses. A lot of folks think of them as environmental problems. Well, if we can increase the organic matter of that golf course with using compost, which is a fabulous natural fertilizer, which would cut their costs significantly, if we can increase the organic matter in the soil by just 1%, each acre will pull 9.5 tons of carbon out of the atmosphere.
Oh my gosh. I mean, these numbers blow me away. I love running those kind of numbers. So before we go, I mean, we have enough time. I want to ask you about, what does the partnership look like? You're using his back to feed on the composting, and then together are you, I love new paradigm business models. And to me, that's what the new world is going to look like. You already partner with municipalities. You want to help knock on doors with the city, and it's about saving money. It's about saving the environment. It's about restoring things to their natural state. So to me, it's like the triple bottom line. So where do you see this going even throughout the state? Are you going to like conquer Tucson first?
Well, I think that's what we're trying to do. And we just have a handshake deal to try and promote each other's businesses.
I love it.
And we see if we can use these, our products in concert. And then it just multiplies the benefit. You know?
It really does, to the planet and everything else.
Well, and that's the big thing is we're so challenged in the Southwest, just with water resources and everything else, that if we can use Jason's stuff on a lot of city parks, we can keep the dust matter down, which reduces respiratory illness. So if we can get that soil to hold water, increase the organic content with the compost and the mixture, you know, watering it in with the back to feed, we're going to reduce the dust in the air because there'll be more grass growing. It's just a huge opportunity for us to do something. Yeah.
Reduce the water bills for the parks, reduce the particulates in the air, can make cooler parks because with grass, it's cooler temperatures. Kids can play outside with healthier trees. You got bigger canopies. Again,
we did a project on that.
There's just no downside. I mean, seriously, I'm like a Mooney. I am a believer, so go ahead.
We did a project at through Eric Painter, who got us on with the Booster Club up there at Sabino High football field. They've had fabulous success with just improving the safety of the playing surface because it's cushioned. It now
healthy green grass. What a concept.
There's no fertilizer hardly at all going on it because the district simply doesn't have the budget for it, but we're improving the safety margins for the players who play on that field because it's now soft green grass and soft soil under it. So and because we're growing more grass, the fertilizer becomes the thatch from the mowing. So
right, right.
It just feeds itself. Once we get that organic matter developed, it becomes a very good situation for anybody playing on it or watching it.
Well, it's to me, as sick as it might sound, it is an upside to these challenging economic times because people in positions that could just do business as usual are looking for ways to save money because of budget cuts, and maybe they'll be more open to opportunities and maybe not. So we just have to knock on those doors just a little louder and a little harder and say, I know your buddy is their fertilizer soil supplier, but we're the new kids. The boys are back in town, and let's give it a try for the environment. And I am here to help in any way I can. I'm such a believer in both of you and your characters and your commitment to the planet. It's anything I can do to help shout it out in Pima County and to the world. We have 9 countries sometimes listening, and there's no reason why they can't use Back to Feed in Argentina. It's really a good possibility. So we have about 2 minutes left. I'd like to tell people how to find you, Jason, as far as getting information, because we didn't go through half of the programs you have because there are many. And, you know, we talked about green waste. You always have to tell me what inert material is, and the world needs more inert material, I'm sure. But tell people how to find you if they want to use your landfill, and why would they not?
Yeah, come to any of our 3 locations, Speedway and Prudence, Drexel and Houghton, and I-10,
spread throughout the city. I mean, it really is. Okay.
We're looking for more spots.
And your website?
And our website, www.thefairfaxcompanies.com.
Okay, and you'll get friendly responses if you go to that website and call on the phone number if you have any questions. And David, how do people get in touch with you and order Back to Feed? I hope there's a lot of organic gardeners listening.
The best way is to go to our website. You go to our website, you'll learn a lot more about it, and you'll find distributors wherever you may be in the country. who can assist you with your purchases. And by all means, if there's one close to you, give them a call. They'll come out and see you and help you do what you need to do.
Backtofeed.com.
Backtofeed.com.
Not hard. And the other thing I want to remind people of, if you ever are listening to this and you're listening on your iPhone or your Droid or on iTunes, you have a question, info@MrsGreensWorld.com. We're here to serve, and that's why we have going on what we have going on is connecting the big green dots for the planet. So you have been listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Please visit our website, MrsGreensWorld.com. Next week, Colleen Crown and Shield from the Clean Cities Coalition talking about what's going on a national level with alt fuels and much more. Be sure to set your clocks. Have a great green week. Hello.